This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. It is CliffCentral.com, and of course it's Thursdays.
Yeah.
And winter's in full swing. I've had a bit of flu.
Oh.
Yeah.
You too.
And you?
I've been documenting my sicknesses every week for the last month. I'm finally better.
I know.
I mean, I have diabetes, but that's chronic. It's
yeah,
fine.
You just, that's what you, yeah, that's for your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a bit of flu going around, but all things are good.
Yes, how were your travels? You went from south to north.
Went, so firstly, incredible. Braden and I, we went from the tip of South Africa.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah.
At Cape Point. So we visited Cape Point, and then we went all the way up to the very north part.
To the naughty corner.
Of South Africa, yeah. Called Crook's Corner.
So oh, not naughty.
Both the corner. North and the south. Right. Now, of course, I keep saying this, and people get us from, I went to the very drop, the end of South Africa, to the very north of South Africa, but it's not. Hmm. Cape Agulhas is, so, but I mean, komsi komsa.
You could have just gone that extra kilometer.
No, it's far. It's actually far.
Is it that far?
It's about 200 k's, yeah. But it, yeah. But it was great to do that. And then we crossed the Tropic of Capricorn.
Lovely.
Which is quite an interesting thing. The whole, why did we do it? Was because, yes, those are incredible parts of the country. And it was a lovely trip and a great a romantic kind of holiday. But the most important thing was to also say that locals lack. So instead of going to Greece, or instead of going off to Ibiza, or instead of going somewhere else, shows you what we have in South Africa.
You just went in the back garden.
I just did amazing. It in the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes do that. Sometimes it's too hard to go and find somewhere fancy, so you just go in your garden.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I'm healthy, which for the first time in weeks, which is amazing.
Which is incredible.
I'm excited about all the things we're going to talk about on the show.
A great show lined up. We've got Rob van Vuren. He'll be on the line talking about, he's the star of the new Van der Merwe film. Based on the life of Van der
Merwe. The actual comb in stock Van der Merwe.
Seriously.
Brilliant.
Okay, there's Lo Fenters in it. Barry Hilton makes an appearance. There's Ian Roberts. And of course, I heard that Darren Scott was the. Kurt Darren. Pops his head into the movie. So we'll talk about that.
Did you know that Kurt Darren is short intestine in English?
He's such an idiot.
Just saying.
Point taken. Okay. But he's actually a lovely guy. Yes. And then we've got the cast of Puss in Boots. I went to go and see that at the opening. Really fun.
My favorite thing is Puss in Boots.
Really I'm is. Sure it is. Of course it is. He's such a pig. Earl Gregory, Lundiwet Lomo Dlamini, and Sean John Lowe, they all join me in studio with, of course, Nathan Rowe. Join us in studio. And then we're going to talk about also to the winner of the Jamison Music Video Grant. It's close to R250,000 to make a music video.
Amazing.
And this is a guy called Carl Houston McMillan. How's yeah. this? I'm such a, this is shocking. He is from Lesotho.
Right.
Born and bred Lesothian. What do you call them? Lesothians? I don't know what you call them.
Lesothian. I like that.
And he's white.
Suits them.
I know white people. I mean, I know there are white people in Lesotho, but not like...
White Lesothians.
Did you know that?
Yeah. I think they're called Wissutans. I don't know.
But did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That's what
well,
I said.
Well, I could guess. You know, I've met white Botswanans. You know, there's actually white people in Africa all over.
I know. Especially like us, for example.
Oh, yeah. We're in Africa. Oh, yeah. I forget. Oh, you know, sometimes it feels like little Europe.
Occasionally.
Scotland.
So we have a great show lineup, and of course, opening the show, we're going to chat about a production that's happening at Empress Palace called The Smurfs.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh, there's some music playing. Let's go. I don't know what it is. That is the happiest song. I always wonder if people can be depressed and listen to this. It's like Prozac in music form.
Well, the Smurfs have come. Lyle Ramsden is the associate producer. Lyle saw the concept overseas. Obviously, it's there. It exists. And brought it to South Africa. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, and you? Good to be here.
Lyle, tell me about... Firstly, so where did you come... How did this thing begin?
So, about a year and a half ago, we started talking to the international producers. And... started negotiating to bring these little blue characters over to South Africa for the first time. And then we brought a company on board, Blue Blood. And they are producing it with Empress Palace, and yeah.
And we've got a whole bunch of Smurfs. How many Smurfs are there on stage?
On stage, there are 8, but I learned the other day that there are actually 101 Smurfs.
Okay, so there are 8 on stage.
8 on stage.
So only 8 came from the whole Smurf village?
Yes, only 8.
And Papa Smurf's obviously there?
Of course, he's there.
And Smurfette has to be there, obviously.
Gorgeous Smurfette, yes.
Okay, all right, so this is really, really cool. So this is the Smurfs, and it's the first time in South Africa?
First time ever. Yeah.
Okay, so which is... So, I mean, I know that Nathan and I are very, very cool... because we just recently you saw Disney on Ice.
Yes, I did.
Okay, that was I saw on Sunday, which was brilliant.
It was amazing, yeah.
Okay, and now Puss in Boots, also a great pantomime, came from Durban with Stephen Steed. Another one for kids. Of course, we're in the holidays, and of course, we now see the Smurfs. Great, brilliant, international/local coming together to make magic for young people.
Yeah, that's and all from very successful movies as well. I know Puss in Boots was a very successful movie. The Smurfs, there's been 2 already of the remakes. Katy Perry was in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Katy Perry in your show?
just
checking.
And of course, Disney on Ice is just obviously the whole bunch of them. So it's just incredible to see that we're taking young people to the theatre,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get them to fall in love with this. Move away from the TV. Move away from the TV games.
Absolutely.
Move away from the cell phones, and let's go back to the old school magic of
Yay.
The theatre. And that's the illusion of what's happening in front of you on stage. It is what's incredible.
Absolutely.
I mean, if we go back to Shakespeare, this is how people were entertained. Mm. So to get kids back into those seats with their parents, it's a family thing. Brilliant.
Our future audience. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly it. Otherwise, you're not going to have a business.
Mm.
So well done for bringing them here. But now, before we go back to the Smurfs, you, of course, very famous for playing Zazu in The Lion King here and all over the world. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
How does it feel to be on the other side and now producing?
Yeah, it's... Gosh, it's 10 years ago this year. Can you believe
it? Yes, 10 years.
I've always had a passion to produce. I've always wanted to go in that line. And I think having been on the other side as a performer, I understand now how everything comes together. And I think I look at performers differently having been one myself. And I think that's what's been really great with this whole process. As a performer, I saw producers in a very different eye.
Yes.
Before I crossed that fence.
They mean, they're nasty, they don't have enough money, they're always like snoop. I know.
Yeah.
We get
know.
That all the time. But it's not true. The thing is that we are providing jobs, and if we don't make money, we can't have a business, and the business doesn't work. And then I love how the Smurfs are looking at me and doing all these things in there. I want to talk about the Smurfs, because obviously when the audience is there, the Smurf is the Smurf. It is the real Smurf. But of course, you've casted locally. You have local casts,
Yes. In terms of we've got one local cast member.
Yes.
Mother Nature, who's actually played by Candida Mossima, who we would have recently seen in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. She was also in Lion King. She's done Sister Act. So she's our local guest star.
Okay.
In the show. And then obviously the Smurfs have come over. You know,
of course. Yeah, they came from the village.
They flew over. Yeah.
100% they came from the village.
Are the Smurfs originally French?
It started in Sweden, Belgium.
Belgium.
In 1958.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. As a sketch.
I'd love to know their original Belgian names, actually.
Look it up. It's called Smurf. I was quite obsessed with this movie, actually, at one point in time. The Smurf. And then, of course, you've got Gargamel, because I heard that he transported himself here via, of course, a very bad airline.
Yeah, of course.
Linked to somewhere in the Middle East. Probably that's where he would have been lurking. With the ISIS connections, perhaps. You never know. Is Azrael there? Does Azrael come with him?
Azrael is here, yes. He also flew over. He's actually one of my favorite characters in the show, although he doesn't really speak.
Meow.
You know. But he's really fantastic. Yeah.
But this is lots of fun. Okay.
I haven't found all their names. I did find Papa Smurf is Le Grand Strumpf.
They're called the Strumpfs. They're the Strumpfs.
The Strumpfs.
The Strumpfs. They were the Strumpfs.
It's the hardest word to spell. It's spelled S-C-H-T-R-O-U-M-P-F.
They were called the
Strumpfs. Far too many consonants in a row, in my opinion.
A lot of Strumpfs. But now we're going to come back to Lyle Ramsden as the performer. Because, Lyle, this is what you get when you come to the show. So, 10 years, Lion King, the opening of the teatro. We spoke to Brian Hill.
Hill.
Recently, yes. About the 10 years, and of course, the Lion King opened that particular theatre. So, what an experience playing Zazu, and what a difficult role.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. It was, in fact, one of the hardest puppeteer roles in the show.
But I believe one of the hardest in the world.
It's like Cats. It's just one of those physically demanding shows.
Can you still remember some of the lines?
I should be saying no, but I can actually, because I know what you're going to do.
No, but do you just speak in as Zazu for me? Say something to Simba.
Okay.
What's it? It's we love it. Everyone does this.
Good morning, sire. Checking in with the morning report.
Ah, that's a good one. And then the song goes?
And then the other one with Simba is...
Step lively. The sooner we get to the water hell, the sooner we can leave.
My favourite has always been, I've got lovely bunch of
coconuts.
There they're all standing in a row. Big ones, skinny ones, fabulous ones. Short, rich, fabulous.
Why didn't we let the man actually do it?
Sorry, I was trying to fit it into our show's theme.
Thin, the rich and the fabulous.
There we go.
That's okay. So, Lyle, you have to do something for us. You have to sing one of the Zazu songs in honor of 10 years of the Lion King. We'll go back to Smurfs in a moment, but this is Lyle Ramsden with.
Okay, so sure. Let me. So, interesting fact: the song that Zazu sang in the show is no longer in the Lion King. They cut it. Not because of me. So they did a Las Vegas production, and obviously Vegas wanted a shorter show.
Okay.
And it worked, and they were like, "Oh well, let's adapt it internationally."
So what is the song they cut? Is it
the morning report?
Ah, this is the morning report.
Okay, do it. The long and the short.
Here we go. Lyle Ramsden.
Okay. Never to be heard again, apparently.
Yeah, and it's good.
It's an honor and a privilege. A duty I perform with due sense of decorum and with pride. With deference and great respect, very much the norm, with a hint of sycophancy on the side.
Ooh, I'm so off tone.
Go.
I lay before my ruler all the facts about his realm. Two.
There go the lyrics.
It has been 10 years.
It has been 10 years.
Go the chorus. This is the morn.
This is the morn. Here we go again.
I'm killing him.
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
I know.
Oh.
I've got to tell you something.
This is the morning report. Gives you the long and the short. Every grunt, roar and snort. Not a tale I distort. On the morning report.
That's how it goes.
That should be the intro to the show.
I'm so blushing. I'm blushing for you. And, of course, we've got the cast of Puss in Boots. Will be singing quite a few songs when they come into studio. So, yes, everybody sings. That's the way it goes. So, yes, Earl Gregory, don't worry. We're getting you next. They're getting funny outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop preparing, people. Warming it up. When does the show open? I think it opens this evening.
Yeah, it opens tonight, and it runs until the 30th of July, so the end of the month. We do Thursdays to Sundays, 3 shows a day, at Empress Palace, at the Theatre of Marcellus.
And, of course, people can book through CompuTicket.
Yes, CompuTicket's the place to go. So
I have a quick question for you, Lyle. As Alan said, we recently saw Disney on Ice, and one thing that blew my mind about it was how they took some kids out onto the stage and they got to meet some of the characters, and you just saw these kids dying of excitement. Is there a chance for kids to meet the Smurfs?
Absolutely. There most certainly is. There are certain performances where there will be meet and greets. There are a couple of competitions running, so get onto Empress Palace's website. There's a campaign happening, Paint the Palace Blue, and there are a couple of competitions you can win and actually have like a VIP experience with the Smurfs.
Brilliant.
Because that is the coolest thing.
That is.
What you want.
Yeah.
I think that was actually a Smurf, VIP Smurf. He was just very important.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
He wasn't really a Smurf.
No.
Yeah. You had a Smurf quiz for us.
I did have a Smurf quiz, but I had a look at it and it's exceptionally long.
Okay, well, what Smurf do you think you could have been? Let's think about it. Let's go. So you got like.
Well, there's brainy, clumsy, greedy, hefty, jokey, popper, Smurfette, vanity, Gargamel's not a Smurf, handy, grouchy, granny, sloppy, tailor, farmer.
Farmer Smurf.
It's all in the.
Apparently.
There's music Smurf.
Harmony.
Harmony.
Harmony Smurf.
Harmony Smurf. And we have Harmony in studio.
Yes, Harmony's in studio.
I know. Don't you see the trumpet?
It's like radio mime. All right, so let's...
Jokey Smurf, who do you think you are?
Me? I'd like to think I'm Brainy Smurf, but that depends on who else is in the room. I'm not Handy Smurf, that's for sure.
I don't know. I could be Papa Smurf. Oh, I mean, I could be Papa Smurf.
Ooh, I used to like the, what is his name? The trickster. He used to have exploding presents.
Things.
Jokey Smurf.
Jokey Smurf.
He was the best.
Slashes. I think I could be Papa Smurf.
Yeah, you are kind of you need a bit of a beard.
I need a bit of a beard. And I've got the red. And
yeah, and you need to be able to populate a whole village.
See, I can't farm a Smurf. I could be Entertainment Smurf.
Vanity. You're Vanity.
Yeah.
Vanity.
I think you hit it on the nail on the head.
I am fabulous. Yeah. I mean, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. 100% correct. Delusional Vanity, but let's go with that one. So the Smurf happens, opens tonight. Please go and get to see this wonderful, wonderful production. And most importantly, it's first time in South Africa.
First time.
And so I want people to get bums in seats and go and enjoy this great production.
I mean, when are you going to see them live on stage again in front of you? I mean, and it's a music. I must just say this as well. It's a musical. So we've got some fantastic music in the show. Mother Nature has some wonderful numbers. Gargamel also have some wonderful numbers. And then obviously the Smurfs sound, you know, as a chorus sound amazing.
What is the storyline, briefly?
So it's Smurf Save Spring. So Gargamel obviously comes along and I'm not going to give too much away and turns off Spring.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
It's a Gargamel.
Jerk. And you know, I actually wasn't allowed to watch the Smurfs when I was young because my mother was convinced Gargamel was satanic. But that's a different thing. But I mean, this actually sounds quite evil.
Yeah, he's Gargamel's all up to all sorts of tricks. Turns off Spring and then the Smurfs have to come up with a recipe from Mother Nature's book to turn summer back, turn spring back on.
So is Mother Nature kind of a spiritual force or an actual character?
She's I think Mother Nature, she's a very earthy character. Okay. So, you know, she's, there are a lot of messages in this as well, think for the youngsters in terms of the environment and saving the environment, and which I think is also beautiful in its own right. So, yeah, she's a very earthy Cape. I would say if Mother Nature was South African, she would live in Cape Town.
Oh, no. But she's very connected.
And a little crazy. Yeah.
Right. And on that note, la 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 la. La 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 la. Oh, we need a lot. Guys, thank you for joining us. Lyle Ramsden and the Smurf. Thank you so much, Harmony Smurf, for coming into studio. Don't miss the Smurfs happening at Empress Palace. This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe. And, of course, it's the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. We're still trying to work it out. I'm feeling a lot of the fabulous, and I've lost a bit of weight. So I'm feeling the thinny.
You're feeling thinny. And
I've signed a few contracts.
I bought a house, I'm feeling very poor.
Have you put on weight?
A little bit.
And how fabulous do you feel?
I'm pretty darn fabulous. Last night, I actually was in drag.
Well, I want to talk about that. Because your girlfriend made you dress up in drag.
Yes. She forced me.
With this long beard.
I'm not going to... Yeah, well, you get bearded ladies. Have you not heard about them?
What's Portuguese?
That's fabulous. Well, no. There's drag queens with facial hair. It's a whole thing. Didn't you see who won the Euro... The Euro something. What's it called? Eurovision.
Okay.
A few years back. Bearded lady.
Okay, we'll go with
that. Quite wonderful.
So again, I always say this. So we've had the pleasure of sharing a room and sleeping next to each other and taking photographs, not in a weird way. And now You, I mean, I've been in drag, but now you last night are in drag with your girlfriend.
Yes, but are it's
you
fine.
Sure? Are you not crossing over?
No, it's fine when you're in a heterosexual space and you're in drag. It's fine.
Are you sure you're not joining the la 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 la?
No. La, 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 la. Let's just say I'm transitioning.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, it's interesting what that what this, the village of Blue
Have you ever done drag?
I did it once.
Only once?
Actually, I did it twice. Once I actually was with Jonathan Rocksmith and Tessa Denton, and I wore Tessa's great performers, and I looked...
You wore her great performers? Is that the name of her pants?
They are great performers.
Yeah, she had a wonderful pair of pants called her great performers.
And I got to tell you, I looked like Auntie Mari from Oudtshoorn. And very kind and very nice.
I don't think that's the kind of drag I was doing. Mine was fabulous. I was no Auntie Mari. My name was Lula.
Were you Lula?
Yes.
And then I did Petuna once. A friend of mine, David Block, who a lot of people in the industry is working.
Yeah.
And his birthday was a drag party. So I was doing three talk at the time. And I then asked Nalene for her weave. For her hip hop outfit, we actually have quite similar for the flat bum. Similar. Body.
I'd like to see Nalene in a hip hop.
We actually
outfit.
Have a similar body, which is quite weird. And her, I used her heels, which I had to squeeze into. So just and then I had Sarah Kaminsky, our makeup artist, and I had nails done, and I really looked like Nalene and my mother combined, but quite hot actually. I got picked up at the garage. Somebody asked me why.
Wow.
I was driving. It was quite a weird experience. I can't lie. If I was straight, I would have done myself. But that's just me.
Wow.
I mean, I like what I look like.
Well, I look quite scary, to be honest. I know, a mix of Frankenfurter and I don't know who else.
I know. I saw the photo. I love the makeup. What did you have to do?
I did have hair. Oh, it was just for an assignment. I'm actually not even allowed to talk about it, but I am allowed to talk about my
drag experience.
My drag experience.
Okay, and I'm just double checking that the girlfriend's still in play.
Oh, no, yeah, she's keeping me...
You never know.
Sometimes you have to put on a dress and makeup to realize how straight you are and how terrible you are at wearing makeup.
Well, as I said, the opening of this tonight is the Smurfs. Tonight in Durban's the opening of Disney on Ice, and we see it happening and opening in Cape Town. It's just had its Johannesburg run. And then I went off to Gold Reef City and went to see Puss in Boots.
Sorry, what?
Puss in Boots. But your volume is low. What's going on there?
No, it is low.
That's what. Try it again now.
You wanted me to try it again? Okay, let's not blast people now.
Puss in Boots.
That's just fun to say over and over again.
You had a question to our first guest.
Well, let's first introduce them.
Yeah, well, of course, we've got Earl Gregory, who is a well-known South African actor. He was nominated for the Fluda Cup. He was nominated for an Lady Award. He has just come back from New Zealand and Cape Town playing Joseph in Joseph and his amazing technical dream coat.
Technical dream coat?
Technicolor. Sorry, I don't have the papers in front of me. We got it there. You got.
He has a tea named after him.
And
Earl Grey.
He's about.
Gregory. Earl Gregory.
Gregory, yeah.
Please tell me you have like a little persona you put on. I'm Earl Grey and I'm very fancy.
I do from time to time, you know, put it on.
Fantastic. It's always lovely to go to a fancy 5-star restaurant as Earl Grey. A good day. I'm Earl. Do people in England, have you traveled to the UK?
Yes, I have.
Do you ever introduce yourself as Earl Gregory and they're like, bow and say
no. Earl Gregory is my stage name.
Oh.
So it's all part of the persona, you see.
Right. Yeah. I do like it. It's very fancy.
But of course, what a great illustrious career he's had of Hansel and Gretel. He was in Beautiful Creatures. He was in The Little Mermaid. He was in Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
In the ensemble. Cats.
So it's not the first time you've played the puss.
No, it's not my first.
And of course he's been in Hair, and I know that you've done pantos before as well, so this is not the first panto, and of course, traveled the world, so that's our first guest. Our second guest is Lundiwe Ndlomond Dlamini, who also has an illustrious career from Guys and Dolls to The Wizard of Oz, born in KZN, so worked with a lot of the KwaZulu-Natal theatre company.
Yes, yeah.
Which is great, because again, it's so great that Stephen and brought the production from and is bringing Durban productions to Johannesburg. It's really cool. We had Shrek. Probably was the first big breakthrough. Actually, I'm lying.
No, there was Little Shop of Horrors.
And
yeah.
Of course,
we did Cabaret as well. Yeah.
Sorry, not the first. But I'm talking in terms of Pantos.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Pantos,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
When I first met Landiwe, she had long blonde hair and I called her Blondiwe.
Yes.
Yes. We go way back.
Have you performed together?
Yes, we have.
We're besties.
What did you sing? What did you sing?
We sang a whole lot of stuff.
I
we
think
sang
it was one
car
of those
wash.
Medleys.
Yes, there was like a. I can't even remember. Car wash, Christina. Well, the Christina version. But it's.
How does it go?
Shark Tale. I think it's Shark's Tale. That one.
Okay. Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, why don't we prepare that song and get started?
Why would we do
that? Well, I only know that one line.
No, that's because you got to sing.
I haven't sung it in so many. I literally did it.
What
for
else did you see
for that show?
New York.
Okay. Well, Londiwe.
Yes.
What is your favorite song?
My favorite song. I can do something from the show for you.
Yes, that'll be lovely.
That'll be so much easier. Yeah. Okay. At least I sing that every day.
Okay. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, Londiwe and Loma Dlamini.
We need a hero. I'm holding up for a hero till the end of the night. He's gotta be strong and he's gotta be fast and he's gotta be fresh from the fight. We need a hero. I'm holding up for a hero till the morning light. He's gotta be strong and he's gotta be fast and he's gotta be larger than life. Larger than life.
Wonderful.
You know what? We fraudulent life.
Yes.
We were actually supposed to interview the original singer of that song, and she stood us up. And
how
you're way better
she?
Than her.
Yeah, you
thank
are.
You.
You know, she did stand us up. We went, we saw the show. We then were supposed to have her in studio. We did a whole
musical
song,
tribute
to her, everything. And she didn't bother.
And then she didn't show up.
She didn't show up. It was quite rude, I thought.
That is very rude.
Yeah. But okay, so that is the wonderful Londiwe Ndlomo Dlamini, who plays the Princess
Miranda
in the show.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in that, you need a hero, and then the hero comes in Sean John Lowe, who is also in studio, and Sean plays Tom Marzipan, who is really a bit of an interesting, strange little character.
Yeah, he is.
And then all of a sudden we get this this hero with of course he's side. Well, who is the hero?
Who is the real hero?
I think Puss is the hero.
I think they both are. They both sort of help each other out. Puss comes with the like with the plans and everything, and Sean sort of, well, Tom.
Tom follows them. Yeah.
Yeah, so Tom helps out and he does a lot of stuff. Yeah, they both are.
I think I do a lot in her eyes, but according to everyone else, like they're like, who's this guy? I mean, what is he even doing?
Okay. He's amazing.
Okay, I will say one thing for anyone interested, especially if Sumizi was still doing the unview. The man does take his shirt off, and then the whole crowd of women start to throw things at him.
Winning!
So there is a little bit of skin.
That
in
is
the
worth
shirt.
The price of the ticket at that moment.
For those type of people. For those type of people. Wish to see that. It has nothing to do with their lives.
Yeah, but it's not provocative in any way.
No, it's just you take your change. And you do go for a dive in the swimming pool.
I do,
in the river.
Yeah, in the river.
But then, of course, the show is all about. About a hero and a kingdom, and of course the basic premise of it is that love prevails. I think
good conquers,
good conquers over evil, and even when evil's taken down, he kind of is trying and put to rehab in some respects.
Yes.
So there's many different pieces to this.
I wanted to ask, who's your main audience? Because I know there's a lot of cat ladies out there that would love just love this. And obviously, like, young, you know, kids obviously will love it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you get, like, some of those weird cat ladies that want, like, pictures of you with their cat? Because I know people are cat-obsessed out
seriously.
There. You've seen the internet.
That's a very good point. I've, in the last week, have had a lot of people, like, ask me like why I don't come out after the show in character.
And that's
why. Like, it's the last thing you want to do. Like, you want to get that makeup off, the lycra is wet and sweaty. So and I think some people are just really pervy, because people have said that I've got really good legs in and a good bum in the lycra. So like,
Ooh, that feels a little weird. So is it people looking at your legs, and I personally thought the makeup was brilliant. I mean, I really do. It's good to see great makeup. And I used in an interview when we first spoke about this with Stephen, I used a photograph on the for the show of you in your costume, because I thought the makeup is really superb. It's really brilliant.
It is.
And
it,
how long do you sit there for?
About 20 to 25 minutes. But I also, I enjoy the whole process of putting it on, you know.
You could probably do it in 5 minutes.
I could do it in 5 minutes. I've seen
him do it. He's just,
I could do it
on
in 5 minutes. But, like, I love watching every layer come on, you know, like adding the whiskers, making the eyes. It's just, and then as I do it, like, Sean will walk into the dressing room and, like, I'll start looking at him, like, in a very feline way, you know. Like, I'll talk to him, you know, like, lick my tongue, or I'll start wiggling my nose, or, like, it's just, it's weird.
You had a question.
Yes, I did.
Please.
But I was quite distracted by
the whole
makeup situation. I just want to ask, like, aren't you glad that you're doing it in winter, though? Because you were saying how sweaty the lycra gets. Can you imagine in 30, 40 degree weather?
Do you know what? It doesn't really make a difference doing a show in winter or summer, because it's always hot on stage.
It's the lights.
The lighting is incredibly hot. And it's not ideal, because when you're sick and you're building up a sweat and you walk off stage and it's cold backstage, it's like you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah,
you know? So it's hard to stay warm and dry constantly.
And you don't even get a chance to rip your shirt off.
Yeah. You had a question about the puss and boots.
I was just wondered what it's like to play a puss.
He's been dying to ask that question. Seriously, so I'm like,
you've
said it up three times.
Yeah.
I've said like, and he asked the question, and he's asking about the makeup. I'm like, he's really tense, and I'm dying to ask him, what is it like to be a real puss? I'm like, okay.
It's so funny. Can I just tell you the story? So yesterday I went to the dentist, and the dental assistant was like, oh, I see on your file it says that you're an actor. What do you do? So I'm like, oh, I'm currently doing a show at the Lyric Theatre called Puss in Boots. It's like, well, that's interesting. What's the character feel? Yeah. And I said, I feel puss. And she was so fascinated by it, like, the show being called Puss in Boots. And then, like, when I came out after my consultation, she had all the other ladies working at the Paypoint at reception. She was like, kom gou hier so kom sê gou vir hierdie mense wat jy doen. And I was like, Axfield Puss in Boots. They were all like in hysterics. But it's fun playing a cat. I like the fact that I hide behind the makeup, so I have free reign and free license to kind of get away with anything. And it's you know, I think it's harder for normal characters that just play themselves. Like, cats are very, very proud. They're very arrogant. They can literally walk into a room and command a room, you know. So that's an element that I enjoy about playing.
Yeah, I actually have when people ask me who I play, I can't say I play Tom Marzipan, because people don't understand. So I usually just say I'm Puss's owner. So that's what I tell people. It's also quite, if people are like, Puss's owner, what do you
say? I'm the guy in Puss.
Princess Miranda is beautiful, and she's truly regal, and she is divine, and she sings, you sing beautifully.
Thank
seriously.
You. Thank
but,
you very much.
But Tom Marzipan is really how do I describe this? Because people get offended. It's like somebody from the wrong end of Johannesburg.
No. He's not Puss. He's the...
No. He's actually someone from Delmas.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Are you with
me? Yeah. Yes.
So
absolutely.
Someone from Delmas. Okay. Interesting role, because it's a typical... We're talking later about this Van der Merwe movie, but it's that typical... Fun to have a joke role.
Yes,
of
absolutely.
Of a guy that is really... What is it like to you? Because you've just come back from London, where you've clearly studied, the full-on acting. What is it like to come and play this type of role? Because it's not... It's a really dumb role.
It is.
You're not dumb, but do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a bit challenging for me because I think a lot of my stuff's interactive with the audience.
Mm.
So to try and get that sincerity with the audience and everything was difficult in rehearsals because I was speaking to a wall and to the director. But I mean, I'm from PE, so I was just trying to pull out my PE roots, really, when I was playing the character.
The friendly city. Yeah.
But the line is, hello, not hello, Tom, we...
Well, so I say, who's my mates? And then the audience says, we are Tom.
And you know when you first hear it, when you do it, it's like, oh, God, help us. Because you do.
And that happens for an hour and a half.
And but that's the first time. Yeah. And then by the minute, it's like... We are Tom.
You really do
best. Yeah, Tom. And I watch it. I love when I go to the theater. I love watching others around
people,
me. I love
seeing.
And there was this couple behind me, and he was. You could see probably he was invited by the Gold Reef City team, or you know he was.
Yes.
Was, and him and his wife were sitting over there, and we were treated, by the way, by Gold Reef to wonderful gift bags and sweets, and we were spoiled, by the way. As I don't know if you knew this, but your audience was really spoiled.
Yeah,
so thank you to them for that, because you don't get that often in South Africa. You
especially
don't
as an actor, you don't.
No, but talking about as your audience. Eh?
Yeah, I know.
And the kids got piled of sweets. We had them jumping and bouncing around for the next 6 days. But here is this guy that was sitting with his girlfriend, who was really cool for school, and he was loving it. And I thought to myself, because I spoke to him afterwards, and he was from Soweto, and he told me he was invited, and I just thought to myself, and he said, he's a chartered accountant, and he said, he has never been to a panto before.
Yeah.
And he was blown away, and he started doing the, because
that's awesome.
That's what you've got to do.
Mm.
You cannot go to Disney on Ice and not sing to some of the music that you've known for the last 100 years.
We wanna build a snowman. Come on, let's go and play.
Exactly.
Come sing along. Oh, I thought you said you can't hear it and not
sing.
The problem is that I've never watched Frozen.
What? You need to leave right now.
I know.
Londi, do you know the words?
I don't know the words, but I know it's from Frozen.
I know the part where it's just like, do you wanna build a snowman? Do you wanna come and play?
I had a friend who was an ex drug addict, and he used to sing, do you wanna do some blow, man? But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, continue with your interview.
My beautiful. I was talking about lovely, lovely Disney. But you've got to sing these songs. Frozen was the most boring part for me. Because I didn't really. I've seen pieces of it. But
you're not a millennial.
It's a little girl's thing. I mean, I don't understand. I didn't get it.
It is a beautiful story of self-sacrifice and love, Alan. I will not have you just dust that away as if it's nothing.
See, we're both Disney freaks. Disney
clearly.
Okay.
Coming back to what I was saying, you have to get to that point where you... If
don't
you really
take yourself seriously and just immerse yourself in that world and that space and that time.
But if you do, your kids will.
Yes.
And it's not about being childish.
Yes.
Being childlike.
Life.
And you must hold those qualities always throughout your life because it keeps a lot of balances here in your brain.
Yeah.
By the way, psychologists talk about that. Your childlikeness is your inner child.
There's actually a beautiful quote by C.S. Lewis, and he says, one day you will be old enough to read fairy tales again, which is quite beautiful how you go through that in life. You know, you go through that phase of being too cool for it, and then you find yourself again.
It's true. Like, I'm currently reading The Wizard of Oz again, like, as an adult, and I'm just, like, so immersed in that world, and it's just, like, it's actually very cool reading it as an adult and just seeing, like, how layered it is, you know.
Yeah, you pick up all the themes and things,
Sean, you went off to London and you did a course at the International School of Screen Acting.
Yeah.
All right. What was that like? How did you get in there?
Well, I actually went over to London first. Mm-hmm. And then, it just came up and I decided I'll do it. It was a great experience. I learned a lot. Obviously, I'm a theatre actor.
Mm.
So I've always wanted to do film and TV. And I find film and TV a lot more real than... Obviously, theatre acting is a lot more out, over the top and whatever. So, it's really interesting acting on screen and actually watching yourself do it. Because in some of the classes that make us act a scene on the on the camera and then play it back to us, and you've got to judge yourself. It's kind of it makes you sort of doubt yourself, because you look at yourself going, oh, this is terrible. But obviously through the processes you get better and better, and yeah,
it's like hearing your own voice recorded for the first time. Like, yeah. Is that what I sound like?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you recorded your first voicemail message, and you're like, ew, redo.
Coming back on that note, so you then came from London, and this is your first biggie, your first big
yes,
stage
production. Yes, since I've been back. Yeah.
Was it fun?
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, it was actually my first audition that I came to when I got back from London. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess it was very, very good, and a weird connection. Like, the director actually stayed at the same person I stayed at's house when I was in London. It's a weird connection, but yeah.
Okay, so that's magic. Then we come to you, madam.
Yes.
And of course, dance has been there for a long period of your life. And of course, you are from KwaZulu-Natal. Mm-hmm. And you've, again, a fun role to play. What are we seeing from you next? What are you doing next?
Well, after this, I'm going. Well, I'm in Priscilla as well, so we're heading to Hong Kong after.
Who do you play in Priscilla?
I'm one of the divas.
Oh my goodness! All right, that is. Are you one of the divas?
Yes.
Do you not remember me running backstage?
I remember.
This mad person.
I remember. I do remember you. It's just that we hadn't met before, so
Alan, you know there's like 300 people backstage and like a pigeon castle. You really think he's got a?
But I love they were brilliant. The divas.
Thank you.
So you off in September? You go off to
End of September we off to Hong Kong, and then I've got a couple of stuff next year that I can't really mention.
But I love that that Priscilla is so cool. Favorite song from Priscilla?
My favorite, probably the one that I sing, the
girls just wanna
no, not even it's yeah. It's the Say a Little Prayer reprise.
Please, yeah. Let's hear it.
It's too early for that.
This is really.
I'm serious. It's so high.
She would need to say
it's
a little
so
prayer
high.
First.
Before I sang it, it's yeah.
Can't but you just sing it really low, like say a little prayer for me?
Not even there.
Well, we can. You did sing earlier because watch.
Yes, I did.
You see, this is what we happen. We go, hi, Earl Gregory. Joseph, great. I mean, you sang at the
Naledi.
The Naledi's and the Fleur de Cups. I saw you on and of course, I saw you on stage, which was brilliant. Why don't you sing a song from Joseph for us?
No.
Yes.
I've closed the book. The Bible is closed.
Have you
now.
Closed every
I've closed
door
every door
to
now.
It?
Okay.
Everybody sings. Come, dear.
Do you not sing in Puss in Boots?
Ladies and gentlemen, here on The Unview on cliffcentral.com, we present Earl Gregory.
Can I just say, I have an abscess on my tooth.
Okay.
It's probably not going to sound good.
Why don't you harness the pain?
Yeah, but the abscess on your teeth is not going to really affect the vocal, actually. I just heard of that. You know, I just know that you can still sing.
But the jaw movement and the clenching of the teeth.
Okay, well, let's try.
Can't you sing a song that doesn't involve you clenching your teeth? I don't know. I'll sing a little bit of my song in the show. They call me Puss in Boots. I'm the craze of my native roots. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Puss in Boots. I'm the craze of my native roots. When I start to dance, everything goes chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Those señoritas, they sing and how they swing with this sombrero. It's very nice, so full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring, the maraquero. Singing a song all the day long. So, if you like the toots, take a lesson from Puss in Boots. And I'll teach you to chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. And that's like a...
I wanted to ask you actually, because obviously this role was made famous by Antonio Banderas, and I see in the song there you had a little bit of a Latino influence.
There's a slight bit of a Latina vibe going on there, you know.
So is that your voice in Puss in Boots?
It is.
please don't you just say a couple of lines.
A couple
ladies,
of
this
lines.
Is ladies and gents, this is the sexiness that is Puss in Boots.
Not as silly as Diddles. I am from a long and noble line of Spanish cats. Cats who journeyed to Mexico with a conquistador as many years ago. In German language, I am called Juan Felix Hermosa Penzorro de Gato del Angelo. But you can call me Puss. boots and boots.
Amazing. I love the purr in the name. That is so classic.
Of course, this, the stage in South Africa is alive.
Mm.
And it's wonderful to see.
Mm. Yes.
TV in South Africa is alive.
Mm.
With the Mzanzis, Cake Nets.
Yeah.
Of course, those SABCs are also still there. Not knocking them, but they are not doing much. But the interesting thing is that the acting, performing, jobs are there. And that's the good thing.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the good thing that we're seeing.
Absolutely.
From Priscilla to a Smurf, which is, I'm not supposed to say it in front of them, but hey, that's all local. They put local people in those.
Yeah.
You know, Candida's
yes.
in.
Yeah, yes.
You know, Candida's
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, you looked at, you saw Joseph that went all, again, did parts of Southern Asia and Australia and New Zealand. Mm. And magic.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're seeing Priscilla doing the similar thing. And, of course... The secret is that it shows you the talent is here and it's been cultivated. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you love most about the business?
Me? I would say probably the fact that you get to go to work and have fun. Granted, it's work sometimes. Sometimes it's really difficult. But then you get moments where you get to see an audience really enjoy what you're doing. And that's probably what I love the most about the industry. There's politics. There's a lot of things happening backstage, but watching an audience enjoy what you're doing, that's probably the best part.
Yeah, the highs are really high and the lows are
yeah,
really
absolutely.
low.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You can get to really low points, but you can also get to really, really high points. Yeah. And, you know, it's all... what's great, I don't like sitting in the same job for a long time. I like to move around and do new things, and I'm a complete hustler. Like, I do any job.
All right, so let's just determine. He's a hustler. He takes his clothes off in the show.
I'm a stripper, too.
So you've taken your clothes off for hustler.
You're not serious.
I'm serious.
He is absolutely serious.
Are you a stripper?
Serious. Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I work for Magic Mike.
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so where do you strip?
No, hold on. Yeah. Sorry, Lundi. Oh, hold on, sorry.
You're not even interested.
Your
in
interview's
that.
Over.
So you do you strip?
Yeah.
Okay, I've had Magic Mike in here. We've had them in here before. Who's the producer? Ian.
Yeah, you've had Ian and you.
Ian and you, you're correct. Yeah, we've had. I actually made a couple of strippers do it for Sumizi and take the. I will not make you do that. No, don't worry about it.
Thanks.
Sure, I'm having a hard. Okay, so you strip.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do shows all around Joburg, yeah.
Okay, cool. And how does it.
I mean, I'm going from that into a family.
That's
show,
what I'm asking you. Know what I mean? Okay, it is a bit weird, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
It's very different. I mean, I was stripping literally just before I came into the show, so.
Okay. But I mean, you want to be on TV. Are you ever worried that people will turn around?
Recognize you.
No, but you're not a porn star, so that's just. But,
yeah.
But you know,
there's a difference.
You don't get completely naked.
No, they
dance.
Strippers
not the right word.
Yeah. But yeah, we just take our clothes off, not completely, but.
Yeah. I thought you said you were a hustler and you would do anything.
You know? Just stare at someone for like a long time and take your shirt off.
What's it like working with a stripper? With a former stripper?
Oh my goodness. This boy, his body is insane.
But your body's also good.
Yeah, but great. No one can see that or appreciate it because it's all hidden under lycra.
Under fluff.
Under fluff.
Yeah, that's same as Alan.
Yeah, mine's under a lot of bubble wrap.
Well, fur, I was going to say.
Yeah, I keep it all under wraps.
He's Lebanese. Just, they're the furriest nation in the world.
What are you talking about?
Aren't you?
No, look at your face. Please, you silly child.
I've been growing this beard for years. And only just now you can see it.
I know, because you had like patchy, you like the itchy and scratchy show
Thank
at one
you.
Point in time.
This hurts.
All right, so we're going to come back to the three special guests in the studio. Earl Gregory, Londiwe Dlomod Dlamini, and Sean John Lowe, who we found out is not only an actor, but also a male dancer. Preview dancer. Is it a review dancer?
Review
dancer.
Yes, review.
I do want to just chat to Carl Houston McMillan. Well, Carl's the winner of the Jamison Music Video Grant for 2017. There were 550 entries. And he won close to R250,000 to perform a music video with Mpapeto. That's what the song's called. By Trap Funk and El Viero featuring Morena Laraba and Mankind. So it's quite a cool little thing. Is he on the line? Have we got him there?
I have people nodding at me.
Carl.
So I'm hoping.
Hi.
Carl, welcome to the show. Congratulations on winning out of 550 entries.
Thanks for having me.
Carl, tell us how you entered and how this all came about.
Well, the Jamison music video grant, you know, they were supporting indie artists and artists that don't have music videos. So I, as a filmmaker, had to pitch my idea along with the artist, music video idea, and I won. I won the $200K to make the video. So.
And yeah. Carl, so interesting. You're from Lesotho.
Well, I grew up in Lesotho, but I'm of Irish descent. Okay. Yeah, but I grew up there. Yeah.
Okay, divine. And you know, often people I know, I was making a joke with your publicist, and, who is black, and we just laughing saying, not many people know that a lot of white people grew up in Lesotho. You know, so it's very interesting. It's quite silly. But wonderful to see someone come from Lesotho, Ireland and Lesotho to come and create this magic. Tell us about the song.
Well, the artist is a local artist from Lesotho, Morena Leraba, and the track also features a South African artist. And he's a shepherd, so he draws his style on the shepherd subculture. And, you know, if you go in the mountains of Lesotho in the rural areas, you'll see these shepherds looking after flocks of sheep and goats or mohair. And these shepherds have their own particular poetic style or freestyle. So Morena Leraba actually uses that, traditional freestyle poetry, but on electronic modern beats. So it's a very unique track. And his whole style is this whole shepherd subculture. You know, you see them with their balaclavas and their blankets and gumboots. And they live a very harsh life. So the video is all based on that subculture in the mountains, and that's sort of giving it a voice, and that's giving that some mystical energy in the highlands you find there.
And Carl, sorry, this is Nathan speaking. I just wanted to ask you, what was your concept for the video, and why do you think it was a winning concept?
I think it's because it's true to the style of the musician, and specific to that subculture. And a lot of the times, you know, you see a lot of these videos are sort of like a cultural chop suey and mixing up different styles and different African styles. But this one, I think, is very specific to the artist himself. And I think that's appealed. And also the visuals and the landscape in Lesotho. And in the video, we have a whole horse racing scene because it's quite popular there in the mountains to do horse racing. And there's a few races. So we got this horse racing scene, so a bit of energy. We have this tavern scene where we're mixing the South African artist who comes into the video, and it's a bit of a rural and urban clash as well. And yeah,
Carl, I've got to tell you, it is beautiful to be in those Maluti Mountains, and of course, it is a very interesting culture up there. It's cold, and there's those Basutu blankets. I've actually hiked up there and spent a few nights with those wonderful people. So I look forward to seeing this video, and I'm congratulating you because, of course, we're going to see it all over, not only African local but also international stations and televisions or TV or screens, should I say? So make your magic, and congratulations, and yes, this is a great way to break into the business, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. You'll see it in probably 2 months' time.
Wonderful. That's Carl Houston Macmillan. He's the winner of the Jamison Music Video Grant 2017, and it's great to see that the directors are going to get money to make these great, great videos.
And it's a really tough industry. I mean, film is tough, and to make something beautiful that stands out in a huge crowd, 550 entries or something?
You know, you perform with swing band, you perform with your own, with various other bands as well, and of course you look at, you know, very close to Graham Watkins Project those guys. It's expensive to get money to do music videos.
Yeah.
And so
even when you're making money, it's...
Yeah, it's so expensive. I'm so lucky to do it. So, guys, Puss in Boots is happening at Gold Reef City. When does that end?
We end on the 23rd of July. Yeah, so get your tickets like now.
I beg people, I beg parents, and I beg your inner child within you to go and see Puss in Boots. It's a great panto. To go and see the Smurfs. If you are in Durban and Cape Town, because we have listeners all over the country, go and see Disney on Ice. Get out there, because I tell you now, it's better than sitting at home watching television for the kids.
A great way for a family to bond as well. I mean, even for us as performers, seeing how a lot of families just come together throughout the piece. It's just so beautiful to watch. So
yeah,
there's actually a part in the show where the kids and the grown-ups kind of have a competition against each other, and you know, it really brings families together. It's really nice to see that.
It's true. And boys against girls.
Yeah,
it's very, very awesome. Sean John Lowe, what do you do next?
Well, I'm just auditioning for film and TV, and I'm a model as well, so I'll be doing...
Okay, so we're modelling, we're doing TV, you want to get back into film and TV, you've just done your degree, and of course, I would imagine Magic Mark will be seeing you all over.
Yeah.
Where do they, are they still going in?
No, we all around Joburg at different clubs and stuff, so we actually just, they just did a show in Mozambique, and so we're actually travelling now as well.
Great.
And I'll probably be emceeing at different gigs and things.
Beautiful, yeah. That's good to hear. Magic, what's happening next?
Evita, Evita.
And who are you playing in Evita?
I'm just in the ensemble, and I understudy the inimitable Jonathan Rocksmith as Shay. Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful to go back, because you just did Joseph with Jonathan, and now to go and do Evita with Jonathan. It's nice too, because you know the guys.
Yes.
You know, please God, you all like each other. Because otherwise, you've got a problem. Yep. And of course, Londiwe, lots of things happening next year. We're waiting for you in TV, by the way. You're beautiful. You're
gorgeous.
Your voice is magnificent.
Thank you.
I'm talking about your voiceover work. And of course, you go off with Priscilla.
Yes. Yeah, so can't wait for that. I've heard so much about Hong Kong, and I've never been, so... I'm really looking forward to it.
Did you say you can't wait?
I can't wait. No, you can't.
Okay, unfortunately, Rob from Fear, and we couldn't get on the line. We'll get him next week. But that was a poor Fun to Mav joke, by the way. That was really bad. But Nathan, it's great to see you.
I can't believe how badly you roasted me this today.
Oh, I love you. You know that.
Just because I'm a drag queen.
Yeah, it's been one of those days.
Yes.
And of course, to everybody, just have a good winter. Try and just keep a little bit... keep your immunity up, because it is winter.
Stay thin
and rich
and fabulous.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.